This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Kicking off our broadcast week here in style. We got Michael Bolden coming up in hour two. I'm just going to tell you, 10th Amendment Center, the power to say no, learn from your two-year-old, nullification. We're going to get into a great conversation about what's going on with the living in freedom in the era of corona. Is it possible? We'll get to that. But first hour, first up, coming up in just a moment, John Rappaport, our good buddy from No More Fake News. We're going to talk about the things that are not discussed anywhere else in broadcast media, unless John Rappaport happens to be there, and he is here today. Briefly, update. Those of you who are longtime listeners of Robert Scott Bell Show, you already know this, but for new listeners, I want to let you know, we have a Patreon support now. You can sign up, become a patron of the Robert Scott Bell Show, and tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific, we're going to do an Ask Me Anything, an AMA. I've never done one of those before for our patrons and also for our patron supporters. Super Don, my lovable and humble producer, has a stash, the Super Don stash of organic essential oils, $400 worth, that he's donating for the cause because he's so grateful for all of you patrons out there supporting us directly, that they're going to be given away to one fortunate Patreon supporter this month, March 2020. So sign up quickly. You can find that at that link at robertscottbell.com. Also, we're going to be doing some other giveaways if you're getting our email blast at robertscottbell.com. And let's see, anything else? Oh, yeah, Silver Right Pillows. The silver coating around the pillow, you will not be suffering from mold and fungus and all the garbage that ends up living on your pillow. It's not a foam insert or anything. That's new. You've got a discount code RSB20. And our friends at CV Sciences, in response to all the anxiety and fear out there, they've doubled down on the discount code for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, RSB30. If you want CBD from hemp, you can get it with a 30% discount code with RSB30. Now, that's out of the way. The good stuff, if that wasn't good enough. John Rappaport is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. He's been continually writing on the issue we are discussing pretty much every day because we have to, about health, healing, natural medicine, government centralization, bureaucrats, the takedown of freedom, the takedown of America via coronavirus, or maybe just the fear of one that hasn't been isolated and that there's no test for. John Rappaport, have you found the test that definitively says yay or nay and how much?
No.
Oh, man.
No. And no. And no. I have not. I would like to, I suppose, find that test. I would definitely like to find a test that says it one way or another, but the powers that be won't do it. I've described this on two levels. One is we're talking the diagnostic test in a patient to say, this is a case of the coronavirus, and then going back even deeper and further in the, quote, discovery of a new virus in the first place that was causing illness, supposedly, where is that convincing test that was ever done? Again, nowhere, not done. And so that's where we stand.
John, I asked this question, last week. China says, because I heard from the CDC. CDC says, well, the Chinese gave us the genetic sequence to this unique novel COVID-19. And I'm like, and you just believe them? And you just said, sure, okay, let's run with that. We'll develop a test that we, you know, based on that sequence, and whether that test is good or not, that's secondary. And I'm like, no, don't you demand some independent validation verification? Hey, you know, send us the samples that you claim that you've basically sequenced so that we can test it, and we can send it to other labs so that they can test it. And let's find out what the real deal is. I don't know that any of them have done that.
I certainly don't see it. You know, there's a team, I think, up in Toronto that claims now that they, this was kind of interesting because it was, I think, today or yesterday, claims that they've isolated the virus, the coronavirus. So this is now the, what is this, the 13th of March. Now they're saying
15th
this?
As we're airing.
I'm not saying I believe them, but I mean, this, they're announcing as if nobody's done it before. I mean, you know,
the whole
and
world.
Here we are in the middle of this monstrous lockdown of anything that moves, and this is the first time they're claiming they've actually isolated. I mean, it's completely ludicrous.
Yeah, wasn't this supposed to be done first before the entire world panicked based on one new novel weaponized bat virus?
Yeah, that's the first thing you're supposed to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody picks up on the supposed genetic sequence, underline the word supposed, and then they all take off from that with various arguments and counterarguments. Look what we found. There's a break in the sequence, so that means it had to be engineered. Somebody else says, look, there's sequences from HIV in there. This shows some very strange goings-on. We don't even know what that means, blah, blah, blah. But it all begins when you accept what somebody else says is A, a new virus, and B, that they have the genetic sequence, and here it is. You know, it's like somebody leaves a package at your door, and you go get it. And inside, I don't know, there's something. Does it work? What is it? Who cares? You're supposed to just accept it? No, not at all.
You know, I'm going to go back to origin point again. I think we got to start there, and it matters. I know it doesn't matter because the panic is on, the quarantines are on, the national emergencies have been declared. But somebody, please, in the scientific medical community or in government, please stand up and say, where's the original isolation? Where are the tests that identify not only the definitive presence of, but copious amounts replicating actively in the blood of the victim? You had a great article last week talking about, you know, if there was real science being conducted, they could design an experiment. And I think, let me paraphrase it. Basically, you take the samples that are claimed to be coronavirus positive or whatever, and you send them to an independent lab, maybe even the CDC blinded and just numbers. And then they would determine based on their testing, here's the ones that are definitely positive and have the worst, the most quantitatively speaking in the blood, and then you unblind it by going back to those originals and say, let's look at those people. Are they alive? Are they dead? Are they out playing golf? Are they running races? Are they suffering in bed? Are they in ICU? And then you find out, my gosh, the tests, they either work or they don't. They don't match up. And I thought, brilliant. How is that not happening?
How is that not happening? Exactly. That would be the test. And the reason that I started thinking about what the right kind of test would be and should be was because there's been this kind of debate going back and forth for a very long time between the orthodoxy, the medical and scientific orthodoxy, and a few outliers like me about this test, diagnostic test called the PCR, and whether it can actually quantify, as you just described, how much virus is in a person replicating and so forth, and you would need a great deal of it to even begin talking about the virus making that person sick. So instead of getting into that argument using impenetrable technical terms that have to do with the CDR that come across to most people as total gobbledygook, I said, can't we simplify this? You know, let's get down to the human being and life as it actually exists outside the lab. So how about a test that either comes up and shows that these guys know what they're talking about. And when they say, yeah, the test shows that these people, number 1, 65, and 87, and 32, and so forth, will be very sick. Let's go to those people now, unblind the whole thing, and let's see. Like you say, are they playing golf? Are they running marathons? Are they in the ICU? Let's really see. Well, that's never been done. It's never been done on a test basis with sufficient numbers of people, which would be at least in the hundreds, if not thousands, to verify that this test actually works.
And then we go back to transmission electron microscope photography, transmission micrographs, they call them. And they talk about viral isolation and some evidence of proof. That goes to the, hey, we've isolated in the blood. We've now put it in a TEM to analyze and isolate and find, and we have a photograph. And then that is then those samples sent out to other labs that have TEM analysis and pull out, isolate, purify, whatever, the blood, and find these viral proteins and say, aha, this is it, and it's done again. And that hasn't happened either. And, of course, that's problematic, too, because going back since the era of insane immunology turned on its head, HIV, there's arguments that are very strong that it's never been done appropriately for HIV either. So we have, again, a pattern or a history repeating itself with this coronavirus claim. Again, acknowledging that, yes, some people are sick, some people are dying, respiratory illness. There's nothing unique or novel about the manifestations or symptoms that are playing themselves out, nor the deaths that occur in nursing homes with old people that are on multiple medications and have an immunosuppression or a history of pulmonary lung problems. So, you know, we're asking for a basic, I don't know if this is a high bar, John, but a basic bar of some kind of standard that says, you know, you achieve this, then you've actually, you know, achieved a validation, which we keep pointing out hasn't been done.
Exactly. The electron microscope work is key here, because that's where you discover or not that you have found a new virus that is supposedly harming people. You know, that's right at the beginning. That's where you would either say, wow, look at what we found, or we didn't find anything. It's a dud. Let's go back to the drawing board and see. Oh, yeah, these people are, they have pneumonia. Oh, look, the air is horrible and polluted and deadly. Oh, yeah, well, maybe we should think about that. You know, this is where, at the very beginning, and common sense tells you that you would want to do this procedure that ends up with electron microscope photos on hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of people that are supposed to have this, quote, new virus, in order to say that you've actually discovered something new.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't do that. They've never done it, as far as I know, on any virus. I can't find it.
There's a lot of problems with what they haven't done. We're going to continue discussing the undiscussable with John Rappaport and No More Fake News right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Attention GCN listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implications of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open-pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing that you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of this threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I always love getting together with John Rappaport because the logic, the rationality, the questioning, the engaging of the mind with its purpose, right? Not to rule and run you, but to use it as a tool that it is, and we're using it today. John, you have an article just came out a couple of days ago, and it is about the overflowing ICUs in Italy, and this goes into the heart of, well, people are dying, right? And we don't dispute that people are dying or not dying. That's not the discussion issue, yet you point that out because people point that out to you all the time and say, but John, what about, right? And we talk about this.
All the time. They say, look, I read your articles and it's very interesting, but people are dying, so it must be the virus. Wow. You know, I'm driving a car, so it must be a Cadillac. No. No, it doesn't have to be. So this is now a pretext for many people to say, well, look, here in Italy, you know, I mean, the ICU wards in hospitals in the northern part of Italy are overflowing with people, you know, so this must mean it's the coronavirus.
Hmm.
Well, wait a minute, what? So I wrote an article where I took that whole thing apart to show you, and I'll try to boil it down. These days in Italy, you would find that people would be diagnosed with the coronavirus in two ways. One is basically calling them presumptive cases, meaning no tests have actually been done. They come in with certain symptoms like flu-type symptoms, lung-type symptoms, pneumonia, whatever, and they're just said to be coronavirus cases. No evidence, and of course, you've got foul air up in northern Italy, industrially, and all sorts of other things. And people get flu-like symptoms all the time. And some people are more sick from it than others. And older people that already have weak immune systems and other serious health problems can get extremely sick and die from lung problems and so forth. But now they're called coronavirus cases, presumptive cases. Or, in a few instances, tests are done to confirm this, and I've covered, and Robert and I have covered in previous conversations why the tests are completely inadequate for diagnosing coronavirus. But nevertheless, these people come into the hospitals. They've always come into the hospitals with these kinds of symptoms, and more of them are coming in now because of the scare of the coronavirus. So, two things. I watched a video interview with an Italian public health official, and from what I could gather from what he said, the new burden of cases in ICUs in northern Italy is maybe several thousand more than they ordinarily see. That's the burden in a country of 60 million people. That's the first thing. The second thing is, when these people come into the hospitals and are called presumptive cases of coronavirus, what do the doctors have to do that they didn't do before? Before, they could send them to the general wards in the hospital, or they could give them drugs and send them home. But now, because they've said, you're coronavirus, they have to put them in the ICU because they believe that these patients could now be contagious, and they can't, we could infect other people. So we have to isolate them in ICU. And that's why the ICUs are overflowing. It has nothing to do with anything besides that. And yet people fall for this, like watching a guy on a corner with a little table doing a shell game, and they always guess the wrong shell. Time after time after time.
What do they call that form of logic? Is it tautological? What's the reference point when you're kind of using an end thing to describe this is explaining the thing that was never explained?
What I call it is, it's sort of circular reasoning. That's what is called sometimes, or the effect proves the cause,
right,
which is completely fallacious, and Aristotle figured this out about 2,300 years ago.
And we never find out in this sequence of events in Italy, like you point out, the people who could have been sent home in a normal year with respiratory ailments, just like, no, here, take this, go home, and now they're automatically isolated based on a presumption, right? Presumed positive, presumptive positive, and we're dealing with that in the United States of America. Of the 1,000, the 2,000, 3,000, there's always an asterisk. If they're honest about the reporting, presumptive positives are included in this big number. And we got to talk about that as well as the belief system, the fear, the emotions, also creating symptoms in the presence or absence of any microbe. That is real. We'll talk about it with John Rappaport when we come back. Go to robertscottbell.com. We'll link you up to nomorefakenews.com as well.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Across the world, every country is dealing with the coronavirus. here in the U.S., Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he's encouraged by the public's reaction to efforts by the House and President Trump.
The stock market reacted very positively to the bipartisan bill, to also the fact that we're ramping up testing dramatically, and the fact that we have all these big companies coming in and helping us in a public-private partnership.
Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institutes of Health talks about how long people should remain isolated.
It's going to be a matter of, you know, several weeks to few months. With China, they went to their peak and they are coming down right now. Just a day or so ago, 11 new cases in China, which is minuscule compared to where it was.
He was on Fox News Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show in Hour 2, we're going to talk with Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. But right now, we got a lot more to discuss with our good friend John Rappaport from No More Fake News. I wanted to talk about the emotional aspect of what happens here. You know, when one sees somebody cough, normally you see, oh, they have a cough, and you don't think much of it. Today, when you see somebody cough, you immediately think, oh, my gosh, deadly viral pandemic. And how our belief system, how our emotional response to these things can manifest as disease or symptom in our own bodies that become, I don't know, the term used to be called psychosomatic, but, you know, you really are coughing. You may even really have a fever, but we have that power, the power of the mind, the power of the emotions. to literally manifest symptoms in our body, do we not?
Absolutely. I mean, let's just take a case of somebody walking down the street in the city where they've sprayed disinfectant, okay? Because they think that this virus is just, you know, walking around, running around, sneaking here and there, and so they got to spray some toxic chemical down. So this guy walks down the street, and by the time he gets on the subway, he's coughing. Okay, now he sees people looking at him on the subway. Now he feels some degree of fear and some shame and, you know, what are they thinking and what does this mean and so on and so forth. And that leads him to the next step, which is, well, maybe I've got something here. Now, in former times, he would just, you know, shrug it off. He might even realize, hey, there's a strange smell on the street, must be disinfectant, that's why I'm good. But not now. So now he begins to build up in his mind the idea that this cough that he has might be the symptom and the sign of something worse. Might be. And now he begins to entertain, as people do in their minds, you know, fantasies and thoughts and ideas, including, of course, and mainly centered on coronavirus and all that that implies, pandemic and isolation and what am I going to do and what about my family and who do I shake hands with and do I say anything to people and if I don't, who, you know, I might be transmitting. All these things come into play. And now he's sneezing and coughing and his nose is stuffed. And by the afternoon at work, he feels kind of warm. And maybe he does have 99.7, you know, if you start a temperature gauge against his forehead or in his mouth or whatever. And so, it builds and builds and builds and builds and builds. And this is what happens to a great many people. And so this guy, by the end of the day, it's possible, completely healthy, is so freaked out that he walks into an emergency ward at a hospital, where they might be all too happy to call him a presumptive case of coronavirus. You never know. Depends on who the nurse is, who the doctor is. It could go either way. Doctor, you know, a smart, savvy doctor who's been around the block 50,000 times might look at this guy, size him up and say, you know what I think? I think because they don't have any tests at that hospital anyway, I think you should go home, get a good night's sleep, see how you feel in the morning. If you're really worse, you come back. Otherwise, forget about it. That could happen. Or some other doctor might say, okay, we think what we might have here is a presumptive case, and we better... we could send you home to self-isolate, but, you know, your temperature's now up to 101.8. I think we better put you in the ICU. Boom.
And all
now
of these,
all kinds of things start to happen.
Yeah, and all of these beliefs feed on other beliefs based on the fear, and you begin to see a pattern of control and manipulation, whether it was intentional or not. Ultimately, somebody sees this, John, and says, we can use this, right? Whether it be within the United States, people to say, never let a crisis go to waste, right? A good crisis go to waste. What about enemies of freedom, enemies of America, countries that want to take us out, take us down a notch and reduce us from the superpower status or whatever and begin to go where we go, and they can't go. Could this, and there's a, you know, this is a deep question, but, you know, when we ask who benefits by the fear of coronavirus and quarantines and lockdowns and shutdowns in America, could it be argued that this is a form of warfare? Yes, economic, but, you know, a warfare against freedom.
Okay, let me read you just a brief paragraph from a piece that I'm working on now. It's kind of a preview. And the headline would be, what the Chinese regime did versus what they could have done. Okay? So the Chinese government could have said, quote, at the very beginning, yes, we have a little outbreak in Wuhan, nothing serious, nothing unusual. We have people coming to hospital with pneumonia. About 300,000 people die of pneumonia every year in China for all sorts of reasons. In Wuhan, the elderly sometimes have a problem with the air quality. We've been working very hard to fix that. If you look at the World Health Organization reports, our efforts are paying off. At one point, we were going to build an incinerator for burning waste in Wuhan, but we discovered the older technology would have created pollution, so we abandoned the idea. We want to come up with a better facility, and we will. We're sensitive to the needs of our people. And that would have been that. They could have done that, but they didn't. They decided to, quote, go along with the virus hounds from the CDC and the World Health Organization and claim a new coronavirus that had never infected humans before was on the loose. And then, and this was the key, all of a sudden, right near the beginning, they suddenly locked down three huge cities and quarantined 50 million people overnight. Bang. Now the CDC and WHO, World Health Organization, were drooling with anticipation. Now they had their pretext, their rationale for saying this is a big one. This is not just the discovery of a new virus that infected people in Wuhan. Look at what the Chinese had to do to contain this. This is going to be very, very widespread, ominous world epidemic, pandemic, blah, 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 blah. I'm forwarding this, believe me, I know, as a hypothesis, okay, to consider. There's a lot more to look at here. But nevertheless, I bring it up. The Chinese sit back at this point and they say, well, what do you know? Let's watch and see what happens here, knowing how this is going to unfold. And 3 months later, by magic, look at what's happening. Massive lockdown, but where is this now? In the U.S. Anything that moves is being shut down. In other countries, too. Wow, how did that happen? Think about it.
This brings to light the question of global war on a different scale. And I think of Sun Tzu and the Art of War. And how do you defeat an enemy without firing a shot? You know, we've argued firing the shots, maybe the vaccines. Can you destroy generations of young people in a country like we've seen with the vaccination program resulting in autism spectrum diseases, 54% of young people chronically ill? Who can even go into the army if you wanted to? If you needed to, right? And you're not functional to do so. That's one way. And we've talked about the carnage of the medical industrial complex. And you coined the phrase the Church of Biological Mysticism. And I kind of modified it, talk pharmaceutical mysticism as well. And we begin to see that the real purveyors of death are those that are coming in to claim to be the saviors when you are ill and have ailments. And in this case, no difference whether the coronavirus, COVID-19, is real and isolated or imagined and conjured into existence becomes secondary to the fact that in either case, the response is allopathic, is pharmaceutical. And if we go back into previous so-called pandemics, go back to 1918, Spanish flu, they call it. I dispute the claims that they've isolated one virus and they said that's what caused it because we dug up a dead guy in Alaska 30 years later before we even knew what viruses were. Then we found that, said that caused it. I mean, people, do you believe that? That's a lie, man. That's a great story. But if we look at the result, end result is that Big Pharma is the only allowable treater of this so-called disease. Real, imagined, it's still real. I mean, as we talked about the emotional manifestation. And then you see quarantines happening that we reported on in China. Millions of people, and that there are people in America salivating to have that kind of power. If we could only do that here. And they're doing it here. But to whose benefit and to whose detriment? Even if we are to, let's say, stop the flow of a virus, if it's happening, what have we done by losing our liberty to allow government to grow and centralize responses like this? This is the antithesis of everything the origin of America stood for.
Yes. Yes, a thousand times yes. That's exactly what people should be thinking about, and thinking about very seriously, because you can trigger exactly what you've just been describing. If you give people who want to exert that kind of centralized control a reason, objective reason that can't be refuted, because decades and decades and a century of propaganda on the medical front is so huge that it would be futile for, say, a president to suddenly go on the air and say, listen, this is fake news, folks. I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but I'm surrounded by enemies here. And they are, in fact, medical enemies. And, you know, it may seem ridiculous for me to, you know, this is impossible to do. You can't do this, because what would fall upon your head at that point just would be irresistible. I mean, there would be nothing. You're boxed in. And if you look at Trump's recent press conferences, and I never watched presidential press conferences because they're just too horrendous, but you can look at the man and you can see what he has been reduced to, at least for the moment, by the medical forces around him. He is rotely reading from a teleprompter or script in front of
him. Very un-Trump-like.
And once in a while he says, but we'll beat this. And then he goes back to reading again, and he looks dismal, tired, you know, whatever you think of him, like him, hate him, whatever it is. This is not someone who is behaving in character. This is someone who is boxed in.
Right.
This is someone in the middle of a squeeze play.
Yeah, let's talk about that squeeze play to wrap up the hour. We got to take a quick break here. John Rappaport, No More Fake News. Man, what a show. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
John Rappaport, you're talking about a squeeze play. Watching Trump's behavior. You know, he comes into the presidency, love him or hate him, like you said, we talk about, and we've been talking about it since he became president. Wow, this is different. We never see a president go off script, right? Go off teleprompter. And that's Trump, right? That's who he is. And now suddenly he's reading scripts with only an occasional, oh, but we'll get through this. You pointed it out beautifully, which tells you someone's got him. Someone's got to him. And, of course, it's the pharmaceutical church.
Indeed. And you can see it writ large when you watch the press conferences. It's like as if he's looking at people and saying and shrugging and saying, what else do you think what else do you want me to say? There's nothing else I can say, you know? I mean, here we are. I'm in a squeeze play here. So for the time being, at least, I have to go along with this. There's no way to buck it. And that's what's going on. So people have to understand the power that the virus as a cover story has, as a psychological tool. Forget the biology. We're talking about the way to tell a story over a long period of time so that people believe it. I'm watching on sports channels the dominoes fall one after another because, for example, in a major golf, professional golf tournament in Florida that started yesterday, they first decided they were going to play the rest of the tournament without a crowd. Just empty golf course, and the golfers would be doing it. But then they just shut the whole thing down. This morning, I guess it was. No more tournament. Right in the middle of it, boom. And so the head of the PGA, Professional Golfers Association, was asked why he changed his mind. And he said, well, this reason, that reason. And he said, you know, when Disney World and Universal shut down completely, that was the capper. And I felt we just had to do it. So it's like, well, they did it, so we have to do it. Basketball did it, so baseball has to do it. So tennis has to do it. So golf, you know, the dominoes fall one after another. We can't have a gathering of more than 150 people at one time. What? Did you ever read the Constitution and freedom of assembly? Yeah, but I mean, this is, we're serious stuff here. We have to stop that from happening. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Once again, emergency declaration or undeclared, just freak out, whatever, creates a scenario where people are willing to accept things they would never normally accept. And that's the concept of panic. And, you know, as I've drawn this analogy so many times, like our founding fathers that wrote this great document after the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, they said, this is the thing. This is what we want you to do. These are limitations on government. Unless there's an emergency, then ignore everything we wrote. Matters not. And I bring it back to biblical Old Testament level stuff. And I say, you know, God gave these tablets to Moses. He comes down from Mount Ararat, whatever, and Ten Commandments are here. And then he forgot to point to the little asterisk at the end. Follow these commandments, unless it's an emergency, then all bets are off, right? And it's like, no, that's when you need to cling to principle because it'll get you through the crisis more than ever. But that's not the way it's played because they know they can manipulate us through fear to abandon principle. And then when we are manipulatable, we are programmable, we are as dumb as, you know, any animal we might say is dumb when we just are operating in fight or flight.
Well said, Robert. Very well said. That's the key, see. This is a nation of what? Strong, free, independent, clear-thinking individuals? That's a problem. That's a big problem. We got to do something about that. We have to give people the sense of a herd instinct and the responsibility and the duty to follow orders when there is a, quote, emergency in order not only to protect themselves but others around them. And what would be the way we could do that?
Mm-hmm.
See, and then there's all kinds of answers to that. And the modern answer to that, which is a mighty answer, is the virus.
Mm-hmm.
The contagious infectious virus, you see.
And if you're...
and in a sense, the emergency is even worse than 9/11 because, you know, Americans were told to go out shopping after that happened, right?
Yeah, now it's
but
like...
But now nobody's shopping.
Or everybody shop for everything, and now we hope that more boats come from China to bring us that cheap stuff that may never arrive. And again,
yeah, we ordered online.
Right. And China is hurt by a slowdown in the economy. I acknowledge it, but it hurts America, too, and I think to weaken America, that would be a goal for the Chinese. That would be a goal for Putin and the Russians. We got to leave it there, but great discussion. We'll pick it up as soon as you're available next time, John. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Robert. It's great.
All right. We got more to discuss with Michael Bolden of the 10th Amendment Center here. After this, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks. Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456, 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.